Are we ready over there? Rules Committee for the, is this the first special session?
Third.
The first one recently. We have before us House Bill 3001, and my plan is to put together a subcommittee that is just going to facilitate basically what has become a public kind of committee of the whole for the whole legislature. So my intention is just to keep the bill in the Rules Committee. We will go ahead and go through the process of hearing the consultants, the administration, consultants from LBNA, public comment, and I'm going to pick three members from this committee to sit on that. I'll have the Speaker of the House be the chairman. I'll have Representative Kurtula be the minority member on that. And since Ralph Samuels got the LBNA consultants and knows them personally, he'll be the vice chair. And then if anybody from the majority cannot sit, then I will sit in their place. And I will expect that Representative Kurtula will assign somebody if she can't sit. That way, everybody will get a chance to make sure they're heard. I think that'll facilitate the process. Is there any objection to that setup? Okay. So House Bill 3001 is going to be held in this committee. It is amendable, so ponder that.
Are you ready?
All bills are amendable before the legislature. But I think before we get to the end of the process, we'll figure out if we want to do that. And any comment from the committee at this point? So the subcommittee will be meeting across in the Terry Miller Building starting at 10 o'clock today. The idea is to meet at 10 o'clock every day until the 11th? The 10th, I'm sorry. The 10th, and then 11th is a travel day. And the schedules will be posted. Representative Kurtula.
It's also my understanding that basically the subcommittee is just facilitating that all members will be allowed to ask questions and participate, sort of like a committee of the whole, and that our job is to facilitate that.
Right.
Thank you.
I think make sure that everybody in the legislature is fully informed as they possibly can be to make the decision. At this point, it's just accept or reject the TransCanada proposal to the governor under the GIA License Act. So we'll hold this bill in this committee, and before it goes to the floor, we'll have another committee hearing on that. And other than that, I will expect the facilitators of the subcommittee to go forth and prosper. Representative Samuel.
Thank you, and for today, I just met with the consultants that are here.
We will start
our presentation today with Barry Pulliam with Econ One, and he's got an overview of the TransCanada proposal, and then Lisa Adair from Muse Stansel, and then Dan Dickinson. And I'm assuming we put 2 days for our folks. Depends on the questions. With 60 people asking questions, if we get for the first two today, if we did Mr. Dickinson tomorrow, and then a round table. I just had, as I said in the press conference, I tried to keep arm's length with people. I don't want me telling them what I want to hear. So we've pretty much kept away from them. But I've just had an interesting conversation with them in there. Additionally, there's Dr. John Neary is in town. He will be there and be able to have comments on rate making, as well as Bill Mogel, our FERC attorney. They're both here. They don't have presentations for us, but they're available for questions. And in this roundtable discussion that hopefully will take place tomorrow, we said just jump on in. It was an interesting discussion. They agreed and disagreed on certain things and moving forward. So that's kind of the way that I've looked at these consultants for the next 2 days.
And then we will be meeting jointly with the Senate committee. So I would expect that all three members of this subcommittee will make sure that they don't get left in the dust, or that they make sure that our 40 members are facilitated well. Beth?
I really, through the chair, like the idea of the roundtables, and have been talking to people about, you know, the benefits that we got from that in some of the previous issues, and just wondered at some point whether there might be an opportunity to have the administration, the producers. I mean, we can talk about this more. I just think that that would really be helpful for us.
I think, I haven't had any conversations with the producers as far as participation in this process. We did extend an invitation. I spoke to some folks at Conoco on whether or not they wanted to give, you know, their pitch on their Denali project at these various locations. We have the same problem the administration has with getting all consultants. They're not going to go on every road show on this entire thing. But what I think we can do is try to get, once we are done with the road show, once we get back here,
everyone,
have everybody that we can get come back and sit up there. And by then, Mr. Porter, who has helped me a lot with kind of farming things out as far as the consultants go, he had some family business to attend to, and he won't be back until, I believe, the 8th. So he's not going to participate right now, but he will be on the road. I've told him you will even go to Barrow, Steve. So
even?
Even.
and Tony's going. So so once we get back to Juneau after the 4th of July, I think that's an excellent idea that Representative Kutula had, is to have all our folks, all the administration folks, the TransCanada people, producers, and everybody in a big room.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, I think, you know, we've done this before, and it has worked out, I think, the very best, and we welcome our friends from TransCanada here this morning. For your information, if you hadn't heard, the chairman just appointed a subcommittee of the Rules Committee to facilitate this open and transparent process, which it will be. We expect everybody to be open and transparent, and I think the best way to have that happen, quite frankly, is to have people who may be working together or may be adversarial to sit around the table and, pardon my French, but all bullshit aside, facts and figures with each other, where you call one another on the carpet if somebody's saying something you know is inaccurate. You call them immediately at that point in time, and you make them face up to it, rather than, as we see so often in the press or other places, or somebody will say something over here and later it'll be contradicted by somebody else over here. We'd like it to be contradicted, if that's going to be the case, immediately, so we get that.
Right. Representative Faircloth.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. During the administration's presentation of the TC Alaska proposal, Exxon approached me afterwards, and so along with Representative Kutula, I'd like the economic models to be challenged. There was some concern that the administration was presenting under the Monte Carlo concept economics that were not how they actually calculated their return on investment, so their internal rate of return. So I'd like to see some kind of comparisons, to be told that offline, and then to try to understand what the administration is presenting and fairly balance those. Just to echo Speaker Harris, I need both people in the room telling me what's wrong with the model.
And what we can do, and if we talk to our consultants, and if you had three different economists, you get three different answers, and that's fine. I mean, that's fine. And my view, the way that TransCanada does their economics, the way Exxon does their economics, the way that the administration does their economics, and the way that everybody does them differently. And the point to keep in mind is you can't discount the way one of these entities looks at this situation. You can't say, we see it differently than TransCanada does, so therefore we're right, and we don't care how you look at it. The way they look at it is the way they look at it, and that's how they'll make their decisions, whether it be them or Exxon or the state of Alaska. So, and we can ask our consultants to analyze anything that you want analyzed, as long as the only caveat is that I would like to make sure that it has some structure. We have had situations like this before where the poor consultant got blown into 1,000 pieces because 70 people are asking them a different question attached to it. So we can have them run any sensitivities that members want.
Representative Faircloth.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The issue specifically was that the criteria or the toggles that can turn are different, and that the Monte Carlo approach had factors, criteria considerations that I thought were valuable, time, the value of money, many factors that I agreed with. But I was told that not by Exxon, but when I asked the question in public, that the Woods the McKinsey Woods report was different, that they used a different criterion. So what I'm asking for is the underlying criteria and how it's weighted.
Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Schaefer. And in terms of clarification, I want to make sure I understand what Representative Samuels suggested, that if we have a question that we want, that we, if we're not asking it in public, that it maybe go through your office to the consultants, as opposed, if it's in public, that's one thing, but if you've got research or something, that it could be cleared through you and not go directly to a consultant.
If you have a question to ask Barry Pulliam, ask him.
Right.
And if you don't think of it until his presentation is over, go up and ask him. If you have a written model that you want him to run and something you want him to do, get to Cheryl or Linda or me in my office, and we will pass everything along. I just don't want to end up with Barry having 40 different requests that are all demanded to be done in one day. And whichever one he does first, and he himself has been in this situation, whichever one he does first, that's whose side he's on. And it puts him in a bind.
Yeah.
You guys can put me in a bind. You get me the questions, I'm not going to hide them because I don't like your questions or anything. I will pass them all along, and we will put every question on the website for LBNA, and all the answers will come out, but we have to have some structure. As far as a question goes, if you see Barry in the hallway and you have a question for him, ask him the question. We're paying him right now for all of his time. I just don't want to end up with a situation, and we have had it before, where they get just stuck. All the consultants get stuck because if they ask David's question, answer his first, well, you must be on the Fairbanks side of the fill in the blank on the issue. And I want to avoid that because that doesn't help any of us.
And for those subcommittee members, I'll ask that if questions are handed off to you, that you bring them up maybe during the discussion. But I don't think that the 40 members of the House are going to have a problem standing up and asking questions. So I would keep your eyes open for them and make sure that the House members get well informed. So, Representative Gutenberg.
Thank you. Who is going to be facilitating the forum across the street?
It's going to be a combination of the House and the Senate, but we'll have the Speaker of the House doing the work for us. And when he is not available, then we'll have Representative Samuels step up. If either one of those do not want to do it or are not available, then I will stand in their place. And so, and then
I'll be happy to.
my guess is the minority will be well facilitated. I will make sure that they get as much opportunity as anybody. So. I just got a note that Senator Huggins is going to be the point for the Senate, so it's just a matter of working with the Speaker of the House and Senator Huggins. All right. Any further discussion?
Just one issue, John. It was brought to my attention. We talked about it a little bit yesterday. I guess we didn't talk about it publicly. This bill has a couple of fiscal notes to it, and on purpose we didn't send it to the Finance Committee. The reason we didn't send it to the Finance Committee is there's no appropriation bill attached to this. And at this point in time, those fiscal notes are really hollow fiscal notes based upon maybe a future appropriations bill. So we didn't see that it would help facilitate the movement of this process by sending it to the Finance Committee and then on. So that's the reason why until we get an appropriations bill, even if you have a $500 million fiscal note, you don't have anything attached to it anyway to disperse the money. So,
thank you, Mr. Speaker. All right. With that, I will have the subcommittee go next door and begin the process. And with that, this Rules Committee will be adjourned.